ওটা দিলে গোয়িং টু চ্যান্ট বোধিচিত্তা প্রেয়ার। সো বিফোর চ্যান্টিং উই শুড লুক আট আওয়ার সেলফ, চেক আওয়ার ওয়্যার অ্যাবাউট আওয়ার মাইন্ড অলওয়েজ। উই অ্যাকচুয়ালি নট অনলি দে ওয়েন উই ডু সামথিং চ্যান্টিং প্রেয়ার, উই শুড লুক চেক আওয়ার স্ট্যাটাস, স্টেট অফ মাইন্ড, বাট অলসো এনি মেডিটেশন। উইদাউট মেডিটেশন অলওয়েজ সামটাইমস ইউ শুড চেক ইউর মাইন্ড থ্রু মেডিটেশন। উই অলসো হ্যাভ টু ওয়ার অবাউট আওয়ার মাইন্ড সিচুয়েশন, আওয়ার মেন্টাল সিচুয়েশন। What is the, we shouldn't judge our mind, but just take a look. And we shouldn't immediately act very strongly, but just aware. Then that is very helpful to maintain, or to, you know, we want to shift our mind to something other state of mind. More blessed feel, or more compassionate, more peaceful. When you were, you were in a hurry, agitated mind, or when you didn't satisfy by yourself or others, you may have some uncomfortable feeling. Then you were over your mind. That means you have a your attention they turn to some helpful helpful kind of aspect of mind. It's like when you have a pot of water put on oven or put on the stove, and then water is boiled, when you take a look and then you immediately took off that what's the word? You turn off the gas when it is boiled. Similarly, when you see something wrong in your mind, then you just need to kind of slow down, calm down, or open up, or then the temperature will kind of slow down, the lower the temperature, and the many bubbles come out or kind of reduce. Similarly, mental agitation, and these, when you wear it, then automatically help for to become maintain normal state of mind. So when you pray, and then at least you check your mind, and then we are neutral state of mind, nothing positive or negative, then we, in this time, we try to think about compassion, and then turn to something positive. If you think about some negative, then think you again to check, see that is a little bit harming yourself, and it's like see something on non-virtuous things, hearing too much non-virtuous things, violence or those disturbing information, then that also impact our mind. We should intentionally regulate and transform our mind into something useful for us, ourselves, peace of mind, and also helpful for others. That is our how to check your mind, the way to check. And then prayer, of course, is always same. It is based on the truth. So may all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the causes of happiness. So this is why practice matters. if we don't train our mind or lead our mind, we may have a more chaotic situation, a chaotic mind stream. But when we use this base plan, this cause of happiness, virtues, then will impact our mind and our way of act. And that also from causality point of view. Causality not a religious topic, but causality is natural things happens. When you do certain things, there is a consequences or a result, fruition. So virtuous bring happiness. These are common experience. May they be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. Altruism or altruistic intention is the main thing, because we are normally thinking about something related to self. I emphasize more self-importance, and I and me and mine. This concept is more frequent occurs. It's not something very unfamiliar, such a strange thing. It's common things. But when we see too much self, then all the worries and agitation, suffering also brought from those way of thinking. We have a much happier mind when we have a more compassionate attitude and more ease in that mental attitude. And then, sorry, let's see. We don't want to read from beginning today. I'm going to continue from yesterday's 62, 61 is finished. I'll read again 61. For the kind of beings of the three realms who have been your parents in the past lives. Let's see, maybe not this one. I think it's 50. Sorry, this is 53, not 63. 53. Now you have a choice between the lasting pleasure of higher realms and the suffering of the lower realms. Ponder this earnestly. So have a lower realm and a higher realm. At least we don't really directly see much other beings for mundane life, normal people. We don't see celestial being or hell being, those things. But at least we see in the human realm also have a different lives. People have a different life. Some are tough, difficult, and full of obscurations. Some are controlled their life, even not belong to them. Like soldier, you have to fight or you have to die by order. Somebody's kind of aim, something. Leaders want a success for something, plan. So people dying like ants. Also, you can see some people, although they have a very luxurious life, but its life quality is not very good. For of course, other poor people even cannot eat or something. It's also difficult. Difficult. We can thus extend this vivid kind of situation to unknown world in cosmic world. Those, you know, we don't reach every corner of the universe, so there must be many different sentient beings, by like a kind of, we can think of those. So we don't see ourselves doesn't mean they are not exist, but at least we can start something from our familiar day-to-day life surrounding us, people. Or we can see animals, different, so many species, more than millions of different type of species. They have a, you can see very different challenges, and some are relatively easy protected by human, like panda or other animal. Some are chopped off, like chicken and pigs. So then, 53-54. Vile actions such as fraud, deceit, cheating, lying, and taking what is not given produces suffering of the lower realms. Give up bad actions and misdeeds. So this is from law of causality, a point of view. When you make something negative, there is a consequence. Bring some suffering to others, there is a kind of karmic debt. So this is a much subtler than regular state law. State law is punishing people immediately based on some evidence in this life. And if their law also so many way when you have so much money to hire a lawyer and to convince the judge or judiciary, the people, then you may have a relatively less harsh punishment. For some people, maybe they're doing a little bit, but based on their how much kind of the law doesn't mean the it's very the just not fully represented by law. Some law is called the evil, or maybe not evil, maybe it's non-virtuous maybe law that is only pure some certain time, then the other time they are not fit in or not so society decided the change in the law always happening, so that serve some just but not the complete kind of just. So then the what is the karma, karmic law, very complicated such object, based on intention. Like you are the judge about yourself, and you are also judged by yourself, and you are the witness of yourself, and every things you do, nobody know but you know. We don't need to bring evidence to judge you or punish you, but it's a kind of evidence itself. So this, it's not only this life, but also past, future lives related. Why this future life related? Because we have the continuation of mind stream. Although we are forming different life form continuously, but the imprint of that action or behavior will kind of continuously impact future lives from past. So these are the basic mind have the gross level and the subtle level. The imprint is in eighth consciousness, subtle level. Like hardship, heart drive or hardships that memorize so many information and so dense, they can come to when they in the subtle level of the actions is storaged in the consciousness, then that is like a very sleeping type of information. When right kind of circumstance come, they will kind of appears to the monitor or screen. The information will release from the chips or memory or storage or kind of hard drive. So it's like that. They explained it in Dharma. So anyway, if there is no such a karma in past and the future, at least we have our action at least impact our life in this life. What you do, you cannot hide your to yourself. So you kind of impact by that, what you do, what involve, and what is kind of mental and verbal and physical action you'd done. Once in a while we forgot, but sometimes that peers back into mind. Similarly, this also have to be kind of, it's a similar theory you can apply into past and future lives. So first, the mind streams from beginningless of time continues until now and the future. Future, whether we will continue in wandering in samsara life or phenomena, pondering in a relative phenomena, or we can recognize self, the nature of a mind, and then liberate itself, like become completely enlightened, no confusion, no covered by illusion again. So these are states that said is completely eliminate, let's say completely weakened state, weakened by means all misconception is gone, and the mind have the capacity to eliminate, let's say, purify all obscurations, and also embrace or uncover, unveil maybe, to the, if it's pure capacity, then it's step by step close to Bodhisattva's ground, and then until enlightenment. It's like that. So here he said, the doing negative things will bring negative consequences. That is mean a message. The pleasure, 55, the pleasure of this life are fleeting. If you want lasting happiness while you are able to accomplish something, strive at virtues like generosity. So he said this precious life here is very full of opportunity. You have a full of opportunity to redirect your life. It's like you're driving your car, you want to go north, west, east, south, or any direction is up to you. So you go dangerous, that kind of path, or peaceful path, it's upon to our own behavior, our decision. So it does take this opportunity to train our mind and purify our mind and accumulate this virtuous action virtuous mind, virtuous word, speech, and virtuous deeds, action, than continuously than the non-virtual. These are kind of drive away or chased away, or they will from part fall into part. Then we have a more influenced by generosity, the self-discipline, the diligence, meditation, or these virtuous deeds. Very important. So as many people may say, may pray to Buddha, Bodhisattva, other gods, say, oh, please bring me this and that. But actually, you should pray yourself. Pray yourself. You are the primary kind of a controller of your mind. And you are actually responsible for your own future. So rely on the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Of course, it's like a direction, but the actual practice, you have to watch your mind and train your mind. Just by prayer, it's difficult to achieve everything. Prayer just giving you a direction. So it's important. And then 56, everything is deceit of illusion. Beside the three jewels, there is nothing that, if you trust it, three jewels won't deceive you. So always go for refuge. It said, what is the illusion, deceit of illusion? It said, you rely on the relative world, temporary, this life. It said everything is temporary. So that they said this is deceit, of illusion. Of course, so we rely on our life, rely on the water and the food and the air, sun, society, many animals on this planet. So temporarily we are rely on the state, we are rely on the people, and the, all the kind of people working good for something good. So these are it's something, you know, it's not everything is this deceit or not deceit. It's judged by long term. If you only think about money, for example, making money, then if you have a fortune to get some fortune, and then you still have to face the general or basic questions, or how life, for what is life and what is our, how to say, world, and who I am, where I came from, and where I should go continuously when we pass away. Those questions cannot answer by money. This is said, eventually we have to kind of, if you are responsible for your life, then the more further question will come to your mind. If some people say, oh, it doesn't matter. It's yesterday we said, like Charaka said, we already decide life is just this life, no more, no past, no future. Then you have to rely on the this temporary illusion, or maybe for some people it's not the illusion, it's a real world. Then no answer, no question. If you ask right question, maybe you don't really think about what is the answer. We don't have answer, then it's fine for no answer. Or we have a wrong answer for right question, or right answer for wrong question, maybe for some people. A temporary, like the right question for wrong person, the question means that. So then we should, this is of course by following the more formal Buddhist training than the taking refuge. These are important. For nowadays, so many diverse society, we people have a very different ideas and mixed ideas, and some pick from different traditions, some mixed understanding or concept they'll try to digest, then it's difficult. It said, you can study Buddha Dharma without the faith, particular kind of faith, just exploring, studying, that is a more non-esoteric part of Buddhist Dharma, is you can study by this. But generally, it said, you should decide after you have a real understanding. But already, kind of in Tibet or other place, this tradition become most majority people accept. So then people won't think about first study and then to kind of gain some trust. But not knowing, still have a faith, but you should, let's say, then gradually through study, you clear answer more misconception and misunderstanding will clear away through study, contemplation, and meditation. But it said, if somebody who have faith without understanding, there is a certain benefit and also certain kind of drawbacks. So benefit means you may have a deepening, potential to deepening your understanding, and you would like to continuously study because due to faith for most people. Drawback is you have a faith, you think of you have faith, but you don't know reality, what you are believing for, what is the inside. It's like you are so much to like this package, but you don't know what is inside. So you should also check inside. And to continuously kind of progress your faith, upgrade your faith, the raise certain questions you should through study to get answer. But it's also dangerous sometimes if without understanding, have a faith, so-called, bring so much emotions, and blind faith can lead superstition. Blind faith could, different religion may manipulate people's mind, and also control people by not knowing, and just emphasize faith. Don't have details, and don't tell the further more questions. They also allowed to ask a certain way how to do it, but why should do it? They don't allow you to ask. Then it's difficult. They may have a danger. So certain traditions and religion is like that. So here said, you should rely on the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha. As we said, Buddha is the final state of awakening, fully awakened state. That is the wonderful, kind of perfect, ideal, the state of mind. And Dharma is the path which to give you reason and epistemology, and also what's it called, the epistemology, it's important to have a logic support. And the experiential, that through the meditation and training, you gain your own insight and conviction. And through study, there is a direct experience and understanding by just the logic understanding. I think the third is experiential understanding. These and the Sangha is community who is continuously pursuing to loving, compassion, wisdom, the tradition, like Buddha Dharma we are talking about, always how to manage your mind and keep positive attitude and to others, and cultivate deepening through meditation, deepening your understanding about yourself and the phenomenon there. So 57, those in samsara have no happiness. The three and the eight types of suffering, like cancer, torment, people, meditate on defects of samsara. And so this is a for cultivation of renunciation. Think about life is short, full of challenges, and if we don't take this opportunity to do the revolutionary kind of change, then we miss this fortunate opportunity for doing best things. This so-called the suffering of humans, or three suffering, eight suffering, three suffering is suffering of change, and the pervasive compounding suffering. This existed in a whole samsara, actually, these three sufferings. Suffering of suffering is mentally, bodily, have to face so many fighting, harming, and illness, these kind of situation, inside and the physical body and the mental. The change, suffering of change is the whole environment and everything is moving, impermanent. Everything is changing inside of your thoughts and the physical body. Each moment there are so many changes, a natural disaster or earth have always changing. So different age, we can see there's no fixing everything point that you don't need to worry about everything in samsara. It's that is the so-called paradise, then you don't need to worry about anything. It's like a pure land. In that state, you have a better. In different state of a country in this world, you can see some countries are highly developed and relatively materially, they are much easier, much richer, and the state will cover education and retirement and many things like medical issues. The security, the insurance secure you. But some other country or place, less fortunate, less prosperous society. So everything depends on oneself or few people, maybe dozens of people, like relatives or something. And the natural resources, it's maybe not that rich, then it's very difficult for many people. So many population growth, those issues. These are always changing, like one person born in some times in certain space and location, and then the activity is done, then it maybe again have to go to next life. one life may have a, they're always facing so many endless kind of choices and decisions, making this decision, small and big, those changing. So pervasive compounding suffering is like a, basically where ignorance can bite or stay in our mind, then it suffering always there. He said, always turn to some form of suffering until to completely liberate yourself. Then suffering should kind of eliminate those sufferings. So these human, like in the human realm, particularly, it's called the suffering of a birth. We don't remember much, but there must be some challenges every corner of life, especially forming the life. You can see its small cell can break or grow, then or internal organ, external, like a brain, everything, very detailed things come from very small things, small cells. So these changing, forming, and then that this even stay in mother's womb, growing in 10 months or something, it's not easy. And especially birth, it's difficult. In ancient times, so many people also dead, child or mother have a difficult to get giving birth. So it's one needs birth and old age. We can see some, although no medical assistance and the facility is much better, but still old is one thing to have to deal with it. Illness, different age, not necessarily old age, but illness, more chance is maybe for old age. But accident, these are no particular kind of age range differences. of course, finally, we have to face the death. Some are peaceful, some are a little bit difficult with the illness. So it's one challenging. Between these, also full of different challenges. You have to make money or build a family or raise kids or do business or working hard or losing job or find again those conflict with some individual or group of people, even sometimes a state will kind of harm you by name of state. So it's a, in between encountering what is unpleasant, you have to kind of encountering with that unpleasant separation from what is pleasant. Somewhere you don't want to move or leave, depart, but you have to part from, separate from the pleasant. And so for some people working hard, but it's still difficult to get what you want, you achieve your dream life or fulfill your wish. It's not easy for some people. Many people have a great desire. Maybe it's still difficult. Some people with small aim may be also difficult. Some are easy and difficult. Not everybody never achieving like that. Or some are achieving, some are having setting new goals, but always there is a chase after, chasing after individuals kind of aim and dream. So, and we are like a conditioned physical body. We rely on this body. So sometimes this body will and not fully cooperate with what you want or what you want to eat. You cannot digest or drink cold. You get some fever or you want to run fast, but you have a limitation. You want to appear always youthful or something bright, but it's maybe not every time easy. So these are so-called samsaric life. There's a limitations and a, uneasiness. So think of this, then think that you have a more courage to upgrade your life into some, as we said, through compassion, through virtues, through meditation, through control of our own behavior and the how to act, react, respond to phenomena appears to you, then you can kind of change how you involve in that phenomenon. there are many different world exist, not only this planet. So one can go beyond of this limitation. So like migration, yes, you can see every year more than a million more than people from different reason, some climate immigration, some political refugee, economic refugee, and also people purely just want to have a better life, moving all over the people all over around the earth. So similarly, we can move to after this life, we can choose to move different kind of existence, space and time. And this is taught by Dharma, and they are giving so many reasons, and they're giving some plan, map, cause of how to reach there, called working on the causal level of how to reach there. Those teachings are available, exist. And then 58, grasping is the cause of suffering. Discord through the path of selflessness, the origin, karma, and the afflictions. Cultivate the qualities of peace and happiness. For this, grasping, so we understand the what we more directly experience is more impact to us. What is direct experience is this physical body you have, and what is the situation outside the world, society, and internal family, friendship. This is direct experience, and including our mind to identify who are you and who you want to become. Very important. Identity, from Buddhist point of view, you don't have a fixed identity. You can become anything from the, top of Aryas, like God realms, and demigod realms, human realms, animal realms, and hungry ghost or hell realms. All of these roughly gross or kind of divisions have so many subtle kind of different world, different species. You can see animal realm, but there are so many animals. Even the human realm, we don't really particularly point to this planet human on this earth, but there are different types of humans in the kind of from kind of different directions and the corners. There are different type of humans, very different from us, and then particularly one easily attached to one's kind of own thoughts, thinking I'm Marxism, I'm a Buddhism, I'm a Islam or Christian, or different maybe small group of people and small mind branches of religion. They have a strong identity to attach to oneself. But actually, these to defend for your own religion or minority or group of people, country or state, these are not important from Buddhist point of view. For example, compassion. Compassion, no boundaries of particular race, man, the nationalities, and the religious kind of, of course, different religion may have a different way to concept to understand love and the compassion, but generally compassion beyond of any religion. Wisdom also too. We are talking about to find the reality, not find about only Buddhist reality and not the others' reality. These are wrong. Like the scientific community, they are trying to find the genuine kind of things that brought so from the West, the community of scientists, but that doesn't only apply to West. It's a common kind of math and physics, chemistry. These are, you can do, different people can do same thing and become same conclusion. So similarly, different approach. Scientists, the scientific way of finding is one of a powerful and useful way to find the truth. But it's, if you apply to subjective experience, not object, then Buddhists maybe have a more advanced and more experience to know what the subject conscious works and psychology, one of more with meditation. This it's more professional from that part. So it's also applied to all sentient beings. It's not only Buddhist circle or people who believe, so-called, identify themselves as a Buddhism, Buddhist. but anyway, we are talking about the five skandhas here. Let's see. Grasping of is cause of a suffering. Grasping from the, if you identify yourself as a real, only human, I'm a human, I'm let's see, if you say I'm existed, firstly, a really real exist, then only that is the, you, accept that existence and as a form of human being. Then we may further say, oh, because I'm a human being, I have this idea, this emotion, this kind of formation, this kind of the concept and the consciousness kind of conscious functions and power, these, then we may not see the whole picture of our existence. This is said, he said, even if we too much grasp to oneself, said, I'm a unique from other human beings, and my idea is supreme, and my understanding is better than others. I'm better kind of a mind. So anyway, this self-grasping always paint self kind of identity image of yourself. Then these lead to afflictions and making kind of a negative deeds, comparison, jealous, and competitive kind of attitude more. And they even want to kind of eliminate others, competitors or challengers. So political kind of a struggle is came from that kind of identity of ourself. Who is important? My party is important. My party, who is important? I am the most important. That kind of, or my boss is important. And then me. Then these, brings the suffering. even you are in one family, maybe one is a big ego, big egocentric thinking, then it's more selfish, more bring more problems and causing disturbance more. So from this, it said selflessness, one side is said the we maybe easy misunderstanding concept selflessness, the absence of a permanent, then we can say, oh yes, we are not permanent, it's temporary life. And unitary means we like a unique and only this life, and we think we have a unchanging kind of a let's say identity. It's like a unitary means we have a, let's say, self-controlled, or we possess a body and mind, that kind of a me, and an independent identity. This is called the wrong perception about self. We are actually what is we are we the who we are, or who the phenomenon there exists, where how the phenomenon exists. It's like compound, not unitary. It's impermanent, not permanent. It's not like independent, but also rely on the cause and the conditions. So that is the a way to change the idea about self. It doesn't mean we completely doesn't exist. Selflessness means doesn't mean that we exist, but not a way of the permanent, unitary, and the independent identity like that of self. So rely on the five aggregates. So five aggregates, or these are compound. Everything is compound. As we said, internal kind of thoughts and feelings and the state of mental and the consciousness. There's a reliance on so many causes and factors. And from past life, this life, and we are really so many elements influences us. Even this physical body also rely on the food, water, and what you eat, apple or banana, wheat or zamba or meat or something, you know, continuously having produced new cells. So, but basically we don't find particular you identity by just looking at details in the body. You just find like protein or something. Similarly, mentally also too, we can say there is a third turning view of Dharma. Buddha taught like a luminous ground, but in the beginning level, always because we have a strong grasping, like a nature of something to grasp, something to try to prove of the existence of self or ego, something. So Buddha always taught the impermanent emptiness, selflessness, to help to reduce this egocentric attitude that is naturally kind of formed and habituated for many eons in relative world. But it's we don't fall into nihilism. Nihilism means like we don't exist. We don't exist, but not fully understand by ourselves in kind of this stage. Not like it's a you are there, you can see, but you don't in detail, you don't form in as you see yourself in gross level. Like in dream, you don't deny dream, but also you don't say dream is like everything real, you know. But you don't completely deny dream itself, because they have some appearances vividly and triggers your emotion and thoughts. It's the same. And in the second 59, from anger you jettison your own aim and sudden friends and relatives. Don't throw the poison dart, harsh words. Give up your ill nature hatred. That first is kind of a grasping or temptation or desire that is brain, also selfishness, self wrong kind of perception about self. And this verses is talking about, based on those verses, the self wrong identity of self, people easily kind of become rage, easily have anger, because there is a strong base of a self, a wrong perception of oneself, then less care about others, but more always wondering about self. And you cannot let in go, you cannot go beyond yourself, you are even not aware about what the situation of your mind and physical body is, driven by strong behavior of how to protect physical body and your mind of idea or your self-identity. Anybody offense to your physical body and your strong identity, then you may turn to angry and revenge feelings. So what do you do this for this? Then it may be harming, physical and verbal harming is coming. And these unfortunate habituation continuous, then future will lead you to more conflict, more enemy kind of surround peers. Because that matches inner kind of yourself, and that inner yourself driven leads and brings more external, that environment of your inner environment. So this runs the circles, or like a boundary, bounding back and forth, and making those echoes your inner kind of state or perceptions, then the negative tornado forms. So what to do for the anger and selfish, try to harm others, and then it's best to practice compassion. Compassion brings balanced view. You can see others' need and the benefit of others. You can see not only harming me and why me, but you can see why others, what harming others. And also then you can care, and you have altruistic mind, and bring less harmful violence and the angry words to others. It's important to just give up that hatred, and through selflessness. And these are very useful practice, selflessness. Then what makes you angry? Mostly you have a strong attachment to things have a real meaning, and how to say, things, relative things, it's, everything is changing, moving, and illusory, but you see everything is, solid and, more, real. So much real about a self-identity and everything, then grasping is more stronger than frictions, or cover is more thick. And 60, you and other beings are the same in wanting pleasure and not wanting pain. Extrapolate from your own experience, meditate that you and others are equal. I think this is very important. Basically, you can examine yourself and what is others also try to avoid, and the pain, try to gain some pleasure. So basically, we don't hatred. Sometimes we blend our eyes, and even hatred can build up from the looking down others, in like dehumanize others. And yes, in past, some people say, oh, these are savage, you can kill or something. Then actually, they're not, those people are not savage. It's same like you, but you have a different way of looking, dressing, and language, and everything is different. Way of eating may be different. Some you directly use a hand, some use others, but doesn't mean that really makes big difference between humans. And also, like the leaders, if they see others and themselves equal, then they don't send so much soldiers to kill people or kill being killed. Equal is important to different religious faiths. If we think our Buddhism and the Buddhist people are more superior, then these are dangerous signs. Buddha always said, all sentient being has a possessed Buddha nature. We should look all sentient being as a past mother, past life mother. Actually, it's a complicated, like so many life rebirth happened in time, endless, beginless of time and space. We could be the high chance everyone once formed a close relationship with each individual, all sentient beings. The Buddha even said he is not only one time, but many, many times have a kind of a encountering different people, species, like beings. Even he said one particular place he practiced virtue, and over like a what's some big number, and beyond that. I think it said, I forgot maybe particular words, but it said he offered his kind of a physical body, flesh, to other people in Varanasi. Alone, it's kind of, you can say, they're born, and it's many times, and also said individuals who death is one location. If we can see the bone, it's like mountain. People follow the try to the, in the world facing so many challenges. Each time they've cried, and the tear is, if we can collect those tears in the past life, it's like ocean. He said like that. So anyway, often practice the basic compassion. The foundation of compassion is look self and others are equal. They want happiness, you do too. They want to avoid suffering, you also same. Then the foundation of compassion is strong. So today, now we are time's up, running out. We're going to stop here. May the lives of glorious master be secure, and may all beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we all accumulate merit and wisdom, purifying all negative karma, and swiftly reach enlightenment. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week.